All aboard, all aboard. I love my things in the morning. I love my things.
Hey, everybody. It is 4 o'clock. It is Wednesday. It is time for the Sparcast. Sparcast Live. So usually the Sparcast is live recorded at Spark on Mission Street in between 8th and 9th. And last night from 8 to 9, we had an excessively amazing show. The best one yet with the best audience participation with really great comedians. We had Kayla Keller, Chris Ferdinand.
Oh, I love her. Yeah,
she's
great.
So funny. And Legs Malone, who only has one leg, and isn't that amazing? So it was such a great show, and I was super excited about it. But 38 minutes in, my recording device just stopped. I think I ran out of memory or something happened. Anyways, it was a super bummer because it was such a fun live show.
We call that theater.
Well, it was such a fun live show, and it really was like the audience received it well. Everyone had great sets. We did all of our story highlights. Yesterday's highlight, product highlight, was on concentrates. We talked a lot about dabs. We talked about shatter. We talked about sugar. We talked about the Spark deals. I mean, it was a great fucking show. But whatever happened with my recording device, it just froze, and so I lost it. And when I tried to get back to it, it was like, recording device closed unexpectedly. And I was like, seriously? So we're here today, live in studio, to do our 50-minute Sparcast, because they also paid me last night. Like, I feel like such a jerk. They're being amazing. They're being so kind to Mutiny Radio. Not only are they giving us a live show. No, but it's just like, I really want to, like, impress them and make them happy. So I thank you guys for coming in today so that we can have a live Sparcast during the Sparcast time. So today I have Alyssa Westerlund with me, and I have Warhol Kaufman.
It's true.
And we are here to talk about marijuana. So
I thought it was buttholes. I thought this was a whole podcast about buttholes. Oops.
No, yeah, no. they actually like
that's
us.
That's the one I do in my basement.
They like us to try to keep it a little bit not too vulgar.
Okay.
They try us to be, because this is basically Spark is kind enough to say, hey, we trust that Mutiny Radio can put on a good show and that people will go to Spark and that people will enjoy. I mean, it is a great dispensary.
I just know that stoners really like foam art on their coffee, and I heard about this new butthole foam art.
Really?
And I thought that's hilarious.
Have you been looking at my Instagram?
It's a gender-neutral thing because everyone has a butthole,
and it's
right?
Like a cat could be a cat butthole.
We hope.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be any.
That's so cute.
Hippopotamus,
yeah. I know. I thought that was the best. I was like, whoever came up with butthole foam art, like, I mean, or cafe, whatever they call it.
One of my buddies, when you work as a barista and you do that, I know a barista who can write all kinds of things in people's coffee, and so we had discussed, why don't we make a coffee table book of poems, basically. Like, the entire coffee table book is a poem, but every page is a different picture of coffee that has words in it or pictures. And we never got it off the ground, but people love that.
They do. They love it. They love it.
It's so funny. But you know what, though? If you're paying $4 for a coffee, if you're paying $5 for a latte, there better be some fucking art on it, right?
Right.
Like, does it do your taxes, or does it just make you high?
I can only drink Martha's now.
What are Martha's?
Martha's Coffee is like a local spot. There's like three of them in San Francisco.
Ooh.
It's like the only coffee I can drink.
I do cold press at home because it has less acid in it.
Yeah, I know. I need to do the cold brew.
You just get.
I don't know. You could put acid in your coffee, but I'm gonna try that.
You can take the acid out.
It makes when you use hot liquid to extract your coffee beans, it does something to the bean and it makes it acidic and it hurts your tum. So, especially if you go on an empty stomach. But if you do cold press, for whatever reason, because it takes 12 hours to soak out the coffee flavor in a cold place, the acid is not there.
Is
and
that
so
the same theory as the enemas, or is that different?
Well, I guess you could use, if I was going to do a coffee enema, I would do a cold press coffee enema. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I wouldn't use
acid,
that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take the hot one and cool it down and then stick it up there.
Yeah, I've done coffee enemas, and you definitely want to do like a cold brew, cold press,
crazy
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So here on the Sparkcast, we usually we start with story highlights. So there's highlights on this show, highlights, because Spark highlights our life. And everybody, you can go. It is recreational now. If you're 21 and above, you can go to Spark. They have two locations, one on Haight Street and one on Mission between 8th and 9th. And they
have Mission One.
The Mission One is great, and they have so many. They have really great extracts right now. That we'll talk about later. But we'll start with some story highlights. So you guys have some. You have any stories about doing dabs or getting too high on shatter?
Too high dabs. Recently, I did a dab at some show. Some guy in the audience bought me a dab because he thought I was funny. Yay! And then he super high'd me on the dab. I don't know what that is, but they have these THC powders and weird. Extra.
Well, there's a sugar now. So a sugar has, it's not like a shatter that breaks, but a sugar is, it has more terpenes because it's not heated up to such a degree. So a lot of times a sugar will have more flavor than a straight extract, like a shatter or a glass.
Perfect. Whatever it was the super high me dab, like the double dab. And afterwards, I couldn't stop staring at the man who bought me this dab's pants. They were so nice. And while I'm sitting there trying to really focus on these pants and his shoes, and his whole outfit was kind of like incredible. And then this guy starts telling me about how he went on a really boring date.
Oh.
And he was just kind of dissing this woman. He was like, you know, I just told her I don't want to talk about what's going on in the zeitgeist. You know, I don't want to talk about all these things. I just want to be real with you right now. And I was like, so what'd she say? And he's like, she didn't say anything. And I was like, well, honestly, that's like one of the most boring, upsetting things. If I were a woman, I could hear from a guy like, how stupid. Just let me talk to you.
I would be like, I don't like the Zeitgeist either. That's a crappy bar.
Yeah.
they have $3 PBRs in a bottle, and Zeitgeist is dumb. I like to use the term the Gestalt as opposed to the Zeitgeist, but they're both German and they're both very similar.
Yes. The Gestalt is on 16th.
Right, and the Gestalt is on 16th. Yes. But the Zeitgeist, so he was telling you about.
Basically, I just told him that the way that he was talking was one of the most.
Using German to talk about how you don't want to talk about what's in the news is a little gauche right now.
Right, that's what I was thinking, and I was like, you know, these guys with these attitudes, it's like you went out with a woman, just let her freaking talk to you,
right,
and then see what she has to say. Don't like preface it by, hold on, I'm going to give us like a criteria for what kind of conversation we're allowed to have.
Hold on, I'm going to be a pretentious dickbag.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to, yeah.
And it's like, I just told him, I was like, I think this is why you're single. And then I walked away and I followed the man with the nice pants.
Nice pants.
And I followed him for kind of like a while. And then I told him, hey, you
That's
have
allowed.
Really nice pants.
So the dab made you super bored of that one guy and super intrigued in the other man's pants.
And I don't think the man was interested in my kind, my type, you know, like he was not. But I just, I followed him for about a block and then I
told him
very like weirdly.
What are those?
I was like, those are very nice pants. And then I turned around and walked back to where I was.
So how long did your,
I was, yeah.
How long does your dab experience usually last?
30 minutes of like really being really, really very high. And then kind of after that, I'm just high for a long time. But yeah.
See, the first time I took a dab, I was thankfully in LA with my sort of cousin, Jonathan's cousin and her. They have a dab rig. And we all took these dabs. I coughed for like 10 minutes. Then I was so unbearably high. And her boyfriend, Casey, says, we're gonna get in the car. And I'm like, where are we going? And he goes, it's gonna be good. So we get in the car and he takes us to a Brazilian churrascaria where it's all you can eat meat on skewers, and they come around and they were like coming around and they're like, would you like? So first we get there and I'm like, oh my God, it's like an all you can eat buffet, and there's this big bar with all of these salads. And he looks at me and goes, the salad's just filler. Why are you gonna waste yourself on the salad? And they start coming around with meat, and it was like more lamb chops, more bits of filet mignon. It was all you can eat grilled meats. And I was so high off one dab. We were there. I was high for like 4 hours and we just ate.
Yeah.
Just kept eating meat. Yeah. It was crazy.
Usually I go to sleep. That's why I said 30 minutes. I'm really super high because usually after 30 minutes, if there's a bed anywhere near me, I'm in it.
You're in it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like.
So, well, and the question is, what do people use concentrates for then? Or is that like a common thing that people often just use it for sleepy time or.
They seem to be walking around and having a great time. Like, right, I don't know. I feel like I'm just, I have a low tolerance.
It's just your body chemistry doesn't deal as well with the, I mean, it's some of that shatter, some of those, that glass is like 94, 95% THC.
Like and you don't know, I mean, maybe it was an indica that I would, because when I was, who knows, because that last one, it did not make me sleepy, and I survived the whole evening, and then, like, told myself, don't stalk any other people with nice pants, you know, like, that kind of stuff, but, you know.
But when you're getting flower, usually it's like a high strain is going to have 21, 22, maybe up to 27% THC. And they're also going to have the CBD, like noted for you. But when you're doing an extract like that, you know, it's like take the craziest weed you could ever smoke.
I'll take
and then
it.
Concentrate it. And then take it. Warhol, you have a story highlight about
extracts,
dabs? Well,
you know, I was just thinking
dabs.
About how my lady uses dabs to prevent seizures.
Really?
Yeah.
CBD dabs. I can't imagine dabbing CBD.
I don't know if she's dabbing CBD. I think she's just like she doesn't do it as much now because we just smoke a lot of blunts now. But when I was first spending time with her, she would dab a lot, and it was just her way to maintain like a calm so that her system didn't get like all excited and go into.
Well, pots have used seizures for a long time. Yeah. Right. So, epilepsy.
Well, I thought that it was CBD that reduces the seizures.
They didn't know that when they first started using marijuana for epilepsy. So, they didn't even, you know, really, they knew about THC. I mean, I'm sure somebody knew about THC, but as far as it was, they were doing marijuana milk and giving it to, but they, I think they were extracting.
Well,
I
like
don't know.
Bang. Okay, so, Bhang is a thing, BHANG, and they've been making it in India for like 4,000 years. And you can buy it on the street in certain parts of India, and it's like marijuana in like a mango lassi kind of thing. Yeah. And you drink it, and you just feel like awesome, and it's pretty low and chill. And it's been used medicinally for, like if you look back at the first pharmacological texts that were written by the Chinese 4,000 years ago, maybe even 5,000 at this point, they mention weed. They talk about cannabinoids.
They're all about the herbs,
cannabis.
Man.
Yes. Okay. So it's been used medicinally for so long, and it's only been in the past 100 years that we've demonized it in this country specifically. And people would say, well, why did they do that?
Pulitzer and Hearst and the yellow journalism
exactly.
trees.
Well, it's,
DuPont. DuPont
it's,
was in
it's
there,
it's
too.
Partially yeah. DuPont, and it's partially the William Randolph Hearst, he owned cotton farms.
Yeah.
So he didn't want renewable resources like hemp. So they demonized hemp. It's the same thing DuPont came out with the nylon cord. And they're like, look, we could take oil out of the ground and make it into ropes. Because before, it was hemp that made ropes for ships.
Oh, yeah.
And then they said, oh, no, we're gonna make these nylon ropes for ships. And the hemp breaker had just come out, like in the 20s. And so it was a way that they could finally, because hemp is very like labor intensive to turn it into rope. But they made this thing and the patent came out. And then right after that, it got demonized by William Randolph Hearst and the DuPont. And they came out and they said, hemp is bad.
And then you tie it to the Negroes and the gays.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. And the Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness.
Which was like, everybody gets crazy, which is so.
In the Pulp Fiction novels.
This and the stigma behind, they started creating a stereotype and a stigma behind what a marijuana user is. And there are so many medicinal effects. And I think it's the best antidepressant ever in the history of
That's
ever.
That's what I use.
It's great for. It's a kind of, so when you have an SORI uptake inhibitor, you have to wait 2 weeks for efficacy, and then you never even know whether you're going to be able to get on or get off of the substance, whereas marijuana works immediately. Like, right. It's perspective right. switch, boom, and it's not long-lasting. It's a short-lived, fast-acting, hallucinogen that has so many positive effects.
Plus, it makes sex good.
That's true too.
Dude,
absolutely.
What makes sex bad is people. Yeah.
Well, you can, and that they've got weed lube now. They've got all kinds of
tingly weed lube.
And even so, there's suppositories. There's suppositories now that they're using for both the tushy and the vaginal area, because if you've got cancer, you want to get the THC as close to the cancer as possible. So you've got tushy cancer, stick it in there. I even think if you've got hemorrhoids, it's a massive anti-inflammatory. Right, why wouldn't we be using cannabis for hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
I feel like the applications are...
Put it on your junk.
Put it on your junk. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to put it all over me now. Now I'm just like, oh God. But that's like, so I used to grow weed, and they get really tall, and they're very, very sticky when they're flowering. So you just take your clothes off, and then you have, instead of finger hash, you have body hash,
that's
you know,
because
you just run through the thing, and then somebody, you know, maybe people lick you, or maybe they scrape it off of you, or whatever.
Wow.
Or maybe you just are sticky for a while. But it definitely absorbs, I mean, your skin breathes, and transdermally, you know, the THC is going right in there. So that was a great high. That was a great high.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, full body high.
Well, yeah, and people forget that your skin, your body is like 70% skin. It's the largest organ on your body.
Right.
And so, I mean,
I was self-conscious about it, but thank you.
Well, but, okay, so if you, and I can't believe they haven't used it yet for specifically skin cancer, like age spots, like there's all kinds of crazy things that I think marijuana can...
I actually use hemp oil as my facial moisturizer.
Nice.
Because hemp oil is the closest. It creates the same sebum, whatever. The
sebum.
Sebum. Mm-hmm. Similar, and it actually absorbs almost like your own oils.
Here's an interesting thing. Do you guys know why when you go in the bathtub, your hands and your feet get wrinkly?
No.
Because that's the only part of your body that doesn't create sebum. So sebum is the thing that comes out of your skin, and it kind of creates a water barrier between you and water. So when you go in the ocean, or you go in a pool, or you go in a bathtub, that's why the palms of your hands and the bottom of your feet, because it's the only place in your body that doesn't create sebum.
And why doesn't it? I mean, there's got so that the hands can grip better.
Yeah,
probably.
Something. Yeah. Interesting.
Because we feed ourselves with our hands on our feet. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we don't want to eat all that sebum.
Yeah. But it can still, absorb through your skin. It's good stuff. But the new vaginal suppositories, same thing. If you have like lady girl cramps and you...
Yeah, dude, that's what I was thinking. Because I've been having some really bad cramps.
Yeah,
I was thinking that. I was like, could I just put a suppository up there and then just no more pain, please?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes I don't want to get high. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, you still get high.
You still get high.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I guess. You
well,
would.
But it's different because it's a different pathway.
But it's local, so it's like
right.
It's
local.
Local, so it's gonna actually really get rid of the pain.
And the THC and the CBD or whatever.
I'm biting my tongue. We're trying to stay clean.
They're right in there.
Yeah.
But it's different when you ingest marijuana, when you eat THC in an edible form, in your liver it turns into THCV, which is a different cannabinoid, and it affects you differently. And that's why a lot of people, and it absorbs through the gut in the same way. So it goes through your stomach, through your gut, and then it goes into your liver and gets processed differently there. So that's why people, when they eat edibles, will be high for so much longer.
Right.
Is that it's a different metabolic process.
So a suppository similarly would be
a different metabolic process.
Yeah.
Cause
going through. So I think, cause usually when I hear about people doing suppositories for, you know, drugs, they say it hits really fast because it's so absorptive down there.
Well, it's just like your nose.
And so it doesn't get diffuse.
Yeah.
Well, your anus is a mucous membrane. So there you have mucous membranes in your body.
I didn't think you noticed, Pam. That's so sweet of you.
So mucous membranes in your body are like your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your butthole. I guess even your vagina could be considered a mucous membrane.
It's creating a lot of stuff.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it's mucus or not, but stuff.
Yeah.
Seems like it would be because it's very, everything kind of absorbs. I mean, it's very self-clean. It's got all this, it's just so, you know, it's so dynamic. Really?
Somebody should patent that thing.
What, no!
The weed suppository?
Yeah, They've been trying. No, and then they're selling them now. They're just selling them to anybody who wants one. No. Yeah, never mind.
We're coming up on 420 here.
Ooh.
Of the podcast. Again, you guys are listening to the Sparkcast. It's sponsored by Spark, and they have two amazing locations here in San Francisco. One's on Haight Street, and one is on Mission. Go to their website. Go to Spark. Go like them on Facebook.
Go to the Haight Street one.
I've never been. I haven't been to the Hate Street one yet. Maybe we're going to, because we always do the Sparkcast live at the Mission one.
Oh yeah, we should do. A
we
trip.
Should try. We should. I'll ask him next week or whatever. Be like, hey, do you want us to go to the Hate one at one point and
I
see what's
it.
Up?
Yeah.
And record live there.
Yeah,
but we do.
That
we
sounds
do these.
Like such a fun show.
It's a really fun show, and it's so we have all these story. We have the story highlights, and then we have the comedy highlights, so people actually do jokes, and then we have the product highlight. And so last night. Because of a story about dabs and extracts, that was the highlight. So Spark has this really great sugar, like they're selling it right now for 25 a gram, either the sugar or the shatter. And I'm trying to remember the brand name. It's cute, it's two words and it's like kind of like High Life, but that's not it. I'm trying to remember. I'm such a jerk. Sorry,
doesn't
sorry,
have
Spark.
Doesn't have ladybugs on it, does it?
Doesn't have what?
Ladybugs? No.
No.
Okay. I know people who make some stuff that has ladybugs on it and a cute name, too.
Well, and they're trying. The whole point is, too, is Spark has a bunch of things where they try to keep the price point manageable. So they have, like, their own cartridges that are called Marigold, and it's grown with outdoor weed, and it's an extract, but it's only they're only 35 per thing, and there's, like, 200 hits in those.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that it's price point wise, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, because and when you, I just don't know. We'll ask Warhol about blunt smoking. I find it so wasteful. I feel like you waste so much weed. I feel like
here's
it's
my
like
secret. I smoke shitty weed.
Oh.
It's cheaper.
Right.
So that's my approach.
I see. Because it takes like at least a gram. At least, if you had a gram in a blunt, that is a not a big fat blunt. That's like a baby blunt. That's like a Penner blunt.
Well, you know what I used to do cost efficiency is I would buy gram joints, $5 gram joints, and then I would re-roll them into like zigzag blunt wraps, and I would smoke, and that... That would do me. One of the things about a blunt that I like is you can pause it. You just push the button on the end.
Sure.
You know, burn your finger a little bit, and then pick it up later, which is beautiful. You can't really do that with a joint. But I'm definitely hooked on the combination now because, like, nothing else really does it for me. When I smoke a pipe, I taste the butane. When I smoke a joint, I'm just, like, waiting for the blunt, you know?
Right. Well, I just find that... I feel like if I'm smoking blunts, it takes like a half an eighth. So an eighth is 3.2 grams.
Half an eighth?
3.5.
No,
three,
not...
3.5. Oh, but I thought it was 3.2.
But not half an eighth. No. No.
Because it takes like 2 grams. It's like a gram and a half at least.
I would say one good size nug is usually one good blunt.
Really?
One good nug, one good blunt.
Yeah, but good nug, like we're talking like my baby ass thumb nug or like half my baby thumb nug.
I mean, recently we've been rolling Bilas, so we do not lengthways but thickness, and then we roll like detox size, kind of cigar size blunts, and then between the two of us, that'll usually do us pretty good for like an hour and a half.
I'm a bowl smoker. I smoke out of a bowl because I feel like it's the most.
Do you do the light the wick or whatever?
No, I don't do like solar hits with a. With a thing. I
magnifying
just
glass.
I don't do, yeah, magnifying.
Mental telekinesis hits and
right,
stuff.
Right, right. No. But I love, I don't have a problem with butane, but I smoke out of a pipe.
I used to do the bongs a lot, but I just...
I have a bong at home.
I'll
use it every day.
I'll put the ice in it and clean it a lot, but just blunts now.
Just blunts.
Fuck bongs, okay? I am totally...
Really?
You can do that?
Yeah,
does it like
I'm
feel
sure
good?
You could. You have a penis. You can stick that thing in almost anything. But yeah.
Is that permission or that's not?
I don't give anyone permission to do anything except for myself. I don't do that shit. But no, bongs suck. Bongs. I mean, that's just
well,
a lot
you
of glass.
Suck a bong.
No, yeah.
Oh. So, what'd you say about my mama?
I don't actually. You guys do.
I love bongs.
I don't like them because I don't like any of the ways to smoke weed. I do really like the vape pens, but I'll smoke a lot of hash out of pipes.
Hash. I miss hash.
Your hash pipe.
You want to hear a story?
They have hash at Spark, everybody. It's good stuff.
Yes.
I got some homemade, like some homegrown, and then a little bit of hash was thrown in. So I ran out of all the weed, and I'm just by myself at the strip club because I'm there twice a week now for the show.
And book me on that.
Please. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then Jade is here. So then I took this like Hershey chocolate bar size brick of hash, and I wrapped it in a zigzag blunt wrap, not like an actual blunt, but just like, so it just molds, and it basically is like candy, and I lit one end, and it burned so slow, and it tasted so sweet, and I had only ever once have I smoked a hash blunt. But even hash my friend Denaris was impressed.
That is a new situation.
No, that's a real thing, but they're made. There's a thing called a hash cigar, and it's basically they roll that hash out, but really thick, like quarter inch thick of hash or half inch, and they re-roll it.
I'm
there's
salivating.
A hole in it. You light
the end. I could put
end.
My dick in it.
You puff this thing like a cigar. Willie Nelson. This is Willie Nelson's thing. He basically got people to make hash cigars for him.
Wow.
And that shit, I got one for my birthday. It was supposed to go to Willie, but they made extras or something. I got one. It was amazing. That thing lasted me so long. I mean, obviously, you're going to inhale. It's not like a real cigar. There's no tobacco in it, no leaf on it, just pure hash rolled up like a freaking cigar.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But it burns slow because it has so many terpenes and resins and stuff like
really
that.
Burns really slow. You want to keep it burning even, you know, but that thing lasted forever, and it was just such a thing, like to have a cigar made out of hash. It was awesome.
It's nuts.
It was awesome.
It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, so, but I don't know how much that would have cost.
I was just going to ask, how much do you think it would cost to have an entire cigar made out of hash?
A couple that hundred is, bucks at least, probably. A
you, really? Because it was
less,
that
many? It was a while ago, though, when I had the
Well, when they're
this.
Selling grams for 25 a gram of concentrates.
Yeah.
That makes sense because it's got to be at least
8 grams. Yeah. Yeah. It's
it
a hefty.
Must, if it's got to be it's, 4 grams,
it's
5
heavy.
Grams.
It feels way. It feels
so
like,
it's $100.
It could be an ounce.
It could be.
Of
wow.
Because it was, I mean, if you felt this solid weight in your hand.
We
you know,
have.
This is like porn for me.
Right. Right. I know. You know, we can't really. Oh, do
well,
anything
and we,
that
I
isn't
used to
like
have,
porn for you.
I used
no.
to have. Remember,
we could try.
Do you guys remember in the 90s when you would get High Times and it would be like literally flower porn and you'd look at it and the crystals
Pam,
were all up
I
close.
Love you, but I was not getting High Times in the 90s in sixth grade.
Okay, fine.
I don't get turned on.
I'm
by
older than
plans,
you guys.
But,
and
yeah.
There was. There would
you
be.
You did feel on mushrooms.
There would be cover.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There would be like, you know, pen like what are they called? Photo.
Just of the nugs shining. I've heard
yes.
David Cross talk about it.
What are they called? The
pinups.
Pinups.
Yes. Centerfold.
Centerfolds. Centerfold. Oh. The centerfolds. The pinups were of just like.
This is like porn from. All right.
Yeah.
It is. It's like flower porn.
Flower
they're trying.
Porn.
They're trying.
I'm
to
just thinking of. I'm like innocently thinking of what's her name who does all the flower paintings that are vagina.
Georgia O'Keefe is not innocent.
No, she is a beautiful woman. I love her, and those flowers definitely.
She's complicit.
Those flowers definitely turn me on. I'm just trying to think of the last, like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Flowers. That's
like
what they want us to call it now.
Flower.
Flower.
Oh, well, it is a
flower. As opposed
instead
to
of,
drugs.
Is, well, as opposed to, yeah. So I think that we're trying to, so.
I have a question.
Yeah.
For the panel. Can you orgasm if you're not stoned?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes
definitely.
Longer.
Definitely
it
doesn't
longer,
necessarily
sure.
take longer.
Yeah. It takes me longer.
Takes
it
more
can.
Skill on the part of your lover, yeah. but it doesn't take longer. Sometimes when I'm high, it'll take me forever because I'll just keep like yeah. edge the whole time. I'm like, ah.
It's just like, oh my God, when will it stop?
Yeah, yeah. You don't even want to come yet, but then you're like, if I yeah. come, I'll come again. So
yeah.
you know, whatever.
Like, I feel like I can come
not even
without it, but like without if I'm watching porn, and I'm stoned, that's the only way I can come.
Okay. Wow.
But
that's
like.
Specific, yeah.
It's all
but
situational.
But it's like clean
yeah.
porn, though.
What? Clean porn? It's all flower porn.
Yeah, it's all flower porn.
Clean
yeah.
porn. That sounds like an oxymoron. I don't
yeah.
know.
Unless it's flower porn, then it's pretty clean.
Yeah.
Well, so Spark is trying to get people to change. You know, they're trying to move away from like the 420 culture, man. Like, I smoke buds. And they're like, well, we like to call them flowers or extracts or edibles.
I hate this.
But they're trying to change. I think that in order to remove the stigma of like,
or we could just stop being so dumb.
But the thing is like, and we have to educate people
on
what things are called.
Well, so people are afraid. People are afraid of the jazz and the Negroes.
So jazz cigarettes.
We got to move away from the cigar weed, and we got to have. That's why they don't like having tobacco in there.
I love it when they call them jazz cigarettes.
It smells like jazz.
Jazz cigarettes.
If we could just call it by its true name, marijuana.
Cannabis.
Or cannabis.
Yeah, that's
wait, what's
too.
The true name, marijuana or cannabis?
Well, I think that we should bring back cannabis, the rapper, and maybe that would help.
Mm.
That might help.
Cannabis.
From the dead?
Is
did cannabis die?
No, his career.
Okay.
Yeah, you can definitely rhyme it with cunnilingus. Can sorry.
Chlamydia is not a flower. Chlamydia
is not. Never mind.
You can eat it. It's edible.
Cannabinoids.
I was wondering, do they make edible panties?
Ooh. Oh, good question. Well, I mean, we can. These are important questions to ask on the Smartcast.
I asked a hard question.
No, it's true. But you know what? You could do. So the question is: has anyone made yet fruit leather that has cannabinoids in it? Because if you have, then you can easily make edible underwear. Because it's just fruit leather. It's just
yeast infections. There for potheads too.
Hey, dude, fruit leather, come on. You got to be, like, suffocating in this stuff before that's going to cause a yeast infection. If he eats fast, which most women I know do.
But, I mean, it's just fruit leather. All it is you take your fruit and you grind it up and you could add some. I would add...
Yeah, but all that sugar, God.
Well, no, you dehydrate it out. But so I would take I would do an extract with a vodka. I would do a vodka.
She's like the Rain Man of pot.
Yeah, so if I was to make my own edible underwear,
it
would be called, you put your weed in there. So what I would do is I would take the flour and I would grind it up in a coffee grinder or by hand, and then I'd decarb it first in the oven.
A mortar and pestle.
Whatever. But I'd put it in the oven and I'd decarb it at 250 for like 35, 40 minutes. And then I take that and I put it into a big jar. And then I cover that jar with vodka. And then I put that jar in a dark place for a week.
Yeah.
And then I strain out a little bit of that and I put it into, so I would take, let's say, raspberries and some apples and I would put them in a blender, zhum, zhum, zhum. And I would add a packet of Knox gelatin and I would add my pot vodka, and if I didn't want it to have an alcohol flavor, I just burn it off, heat it up a little bit, burn it off, add the gelatin to it.
Alcohol flavor. I think vodka raspberry panties sound fucking
right.
Bomb.
So then, all you need is a food dehydrator, or you could do it in your oven if you didn't have a food dehydrator. But you'd keep it at like you'd put it out on a silpet, and you'd put it in the oven for till it dried out. So, I mean, if you were doing a food dehydrator, it'd probably be like 6 hours. And if you were doing it in the oven, it might take 8. But then you just take it and peel it off your silpat and cut it into a pattern and get some licorice shoelace, like shoelace licorice, and then poke some holes in it and sew it together with shoelace, because then it's all edible, right? So now you've got your pot fruit panties. Pot-infused fruit panties, and you put them together with...
somebody's got to be selling licorice laces that we have weed in. I mean, pretty soon, we're going to be able to get every single food there is with weed in it,
you can get a weed-lace frisbee soon.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, and the fact that they're... But who eats edible panties?
Pockets.
Have you actually eaten edible panties?
I think I tried once. The lube is the best, man.
The weed
the
lube.
Hot lube?
Yeah,
and it's edible?
Well, of course it's edible. Well, usually they're edible.
They try to make them edible, non-toxic.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like anything you put inside you should be edible.
What I learned from Pam's story is that she stores her blender plugged in.
No, I don't. I don't store my blender plugged in. I actually don't plug anything. Even my toaster, I unplug every time because even when I have my extension cord that I put my things in to charge my phone or my pad or my computer box. When I leave the house, I unplug everything. I unplug the toaster. Like, I don't unplug the refrigerator or the microwave, but I unplug the toaster. I unplug my KitchenAid, like, mixer.
Does the microwave not freak you out? The radiation doesn't freak you out?
Only when you stick your balls in it. You don't have to worry about it.
Have you been watching my webcam again?
The only thing I use my microwave for is to boil water and melt butter. And when I make a baked potato, I put it in the microwave for like 6 minutes and then I put it in the oven so that I don't have it in the... So instead of it having to be in the oven for an hour, it only has to be in the oven for like 15 minutes.
So you don't like murder gremlins with your microwave?
No, not today. It was no cats either, that poor cat.
Oh.
But no, I use my microwave for very little. I mean, to reheat things... But I'm not too worried about microwaves. I'm not too worried about anything. I'd be more worried about the radiation in your cell phone that you have at the end of your hand all the time.
Yeah, that's way worse than
the microwave. I just keep it by my balls. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, keep it by your balls.
But there's so much radiation in general. It's like if you don't have a microwave, it's not like you're not still getting it. Right. It's still there.
Then why am I not a superhero?
I know, right?
Because that's not how radiation works.
I feel like more people would have
I read
cancer.
A documentary by Stan Lee. And
more people would have cancer if all those like PSAs were true. I don't think they're true. Think
I mean, I smoke
it.
A lot
of people have cancer. A lot
of people don't have cancer.
Some people have pot. Some people have cancer.
I feel like more people don't have cancer, right?
Well,
it's hard to keep track.
If more people had cancer, then it would be like an epidemic and we'd all be dying. Like,
yeah, so I don't see what the big deal is.
I feel like I need one of you to be my proctologist now.
Yeah. No.
I was thinking
foam
that...
art.
That's dumb.
I mean, weed is a great anti-inflammatory, and they need to start using it like, you know, little medicated pads for your hemorrhoids, and you just swab the weed right on there, and then you immediately feel comfort and feel good. And
I feel comfort just listening.
Yeah. I weed is all the energy I need. It's everything.
It's all I weed.
I love it. I'm so happy about it. We'll play this game again. You put your weed in there game. What's one of your favorite foods, and I'll tell you how to put weed in it. What's like just your favorite thing to eat?
I like French toast a lot.
Oh, French toast. That's easy.
I once made a French toast waffle.
Oh, that's interesting. You just put French toast in the waffle iron.
I put waffle in the French toast. Waffle first, and then I made it into French toast.
Oh, so you took a waffle and you soaked it in the... Wow, that's interesting.
It's really good.
I bet.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. Yeah. I love French toast.
Yeah, I love French toast too.
I like to make it savory too.
Savory French toast is bomb with like mushrooms, prosciutto, whatever.
Sure.
Fucking
I make a really good stuffed French toast with... you put cream cheese and raspberry jam or apricot jam in between two pieces, and then you put it in the egg, and then you fry it up so that when you cut into it, it has its own awesome filling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cesarean section breakfast.
Yeah. Well, and putting weed into that would be super easy. I mean, you just...
The butters.
You just do a butter, yeah. But what I do... This is a trick that a lot of people don't know. When you're doing a recipe with specifically pot butter, it becomes ghee. So you're taking butter, which has milk solids, and you're taking those milk solids out because you heat it up to a specific level. And so they kind of... And that's the thing you can worry about is if your milk solids burn when you're making your pot butter, it's going to taste like ass.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So you have to be very careful when you're dealing with making a pot butter in that you're removing the milk solids and you want to remove it at a low enough temperature so they won't change the flavor of your butter.
So you double boil it.
Well, that's one way people do it. I do it in an oven because I can control the heat or a crock pot. I take a big pot and I decarb my weed, and then at the same time I'm melting 8 sticks of butter, and then I mix the decarbed weed into the butter so it looks like wet sand. And then I put the lid on it, I put it back in the oven, and I have it on warm, and I have it on warm until I can smell it, and then I turn it off. And then 20 minutes later, I put it back on warm. So it's like on, off, on, off, on, off. And then once you've done it for like 6 to 8 hours, or in a crock pot on lowest setting for 8 hours, it's not gonna burn. You haven't opened up the top of your lid, so you're not losing too much of your cannabinoids to vaporization in the air. You definitely get high during it. And then you just take that stuff, let it cool, and run it through either strainers or you can press. If you really want to be cheap, the way to do it is pantyhose. You go buy a new pair of pantyhose and you squeeze it through. But then once you have that butter, it gets hard and it doesn't have milk solids in it. So when you use it in a recipe, you want to make sure that you use half real butter and half pot butter. Because if you're making a cookie and you use all pot butter, it's going to taste crappy because you didn't add enough milk fat back in.
Got it.
So you have to think like as a chef and as like, I want to get high.
As a chef, do you enjoy... like a slight weed flavor, or do you like to mask it?
I like to mask it. I like it so you can barely tell. I don't like to eat things that taste like they have too much weed in it. I like to really... Yeah.
Also, if you're going to dose someone against their will illegally, it's better.
Never, ever dose anybody unless it's your mom. Just kidding.
Yeah,
don't ever.
Exactly. No, my grandma. We're trying to dose her.
My mom dosed me. Bitch. That was lame. She's like, here, you want a vitamin? And then I was like, hi, like 20 minutes later.
Wow.
Nice. Whoa.
Oh, wow. That reminds me of my story about your mom that I'm going to start telling on stage.
Do you have any stories about my mom?
I do have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
Oh, now you gotta tell it. Now I gotta know if it's accurate.
Oh, it's it.
So that I can.
I'll tell it.
Make
yeah,
sure that you don't.
So
tell
I was at
it.
Jade's house, and I've been at Jade's house a bunch of times, and she's always like, you know, if you want a drink, I have my cleaning vodka.
Oh, that's not a story.
In the freezer. You know, she never has any other alcohol. Usually it's just like that cleaning vodka in the freezer.
What,
like,
cleaning
Jade,
for what?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Jade, that's not a thing. She's like,
clean.
It is a thing. My mom does it. I said, Jade, your mom is an alcoholic.
It's so not true. We know a Russian family. She's a wino, yes. Alcoholic, no.
But vodka for cleaning?
It works really well.
Keep it in the freezer.
Think about it. Why would you clean with something that you can't consume?
Well,
like,
I mean,
why would you do that?
Hot water, lemon juice, and salt are good for cleaning.
That's
too.
That's fine too, but sometimes you want alcohol to fucking.
Sometimes
kill
you drink. Do want alcohol, yeah. Especially yeah. if you're a fucking alcoholic.
It's a good double. Wow. It was so that Warhol would keep hanging out with me. I had to make sure I was well stocked, you know.
Okay, Jay.
Your house is
one
clean.
Question.
My lungs are
what
clean.
What is the difference between a wino and an alcoholic? I just need to know because it's very seems like a fine
I need
line.
To check my diary.
Very
and
fine
see which
line.
Is which.
Well, my mom's a performative wino, so she can't actually hold her wine. What she'll do is she'll get really angry. One time she did this. She got really angry. She grabbed the bottle of wine. Was like, I'm going upstairs. Fuck y'all. And she drank the wine straight out of the bottle. The next day, my dad found the bottle completely unopened. And it was just a total. So
Ruse?
She's a wino because she wants to be a wino, but she doesn't actually drink the wine.
You say it was completely unopened?
Yeah, she hadn't even touched it.
I think she had two bottles. I mean, a lot of winos
probably,
need two.
I mean, maybe. I'm just trying. I like to think of my mother as a good person.
I'm sure she's a one. I didn't say she's a bad
no,
person.
Yeah,
I said she's
be a
great
good
no,
alcoholic.
I like to make her perfect in my mind. Like, nothing.
She's
nothing
perfectly
can touch
capable
her.
Of consuming.
Oh,
touch
man.
Her beauty and grace.
I get that inclination.
It's nice that you still like your mom. That's exciting.
I used to
it's Mother's
her,
Day
but,
coming
you know,
up.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day coming up.
Yeah, I still like my mom, but I definitely don't think of her as perfect in any way.
If your mom
she's
is
perfect in some ways.
Mine
but
is
yeah.
too small.
If your mom is cool, then what you should do is go to Spark and buy her a really cool gift.
My mom would
for
love
Mother's
all
Day.
That.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
I totally will.
Yeah,
yes.
Are all of our mothers stoners?
My mother's not a stoner.
Okay.
I don't.
But Jade,
your mom
smokes.
My mom got perfect when she became a stoner. That's
okay. That's when she got. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, she like.
Is that like beer goggles?
Yeah, maybe.
Shit, now I feel bad. Mom, if you're listening to this, I do think you're perfect, but I don't put you on a pedestal anymore, okay? I understand you have flaws, and you're human, but I love you for all of them.
Our greatest masters have flaws.
Yeah, everybody cool.
What are you talking about, masters?
Jade? BDSM, what?
Moms and BDSM and weed.
Yeah.
I think we killed it.
Freud
is
in the building.
The mask got taken off for a second.
Masters.
The mask. M to the A to the S to the K.
So what are your guys' favorite strains of weed?
Bruce Banner number 3.
Mindbender.
I've never heard of that.
Mindbender?
Yeah, what's that one?
It bends your goddamn mind.
It warps reality.
Well, the strain got lost at some point. The genetics, I mean, we used to have it. It was a really funny looking plant, and it was very short, and it had very, very tight nugs, and mainly the hairs were white.
It sounds like you're describing yourself almost.
Oh, yeah, the plant looked like me, and therefore it became my favorite. It's all I will smoke.
You're a sentient pot plant.
But I don't have white hair. I have orange hair, and these had little white hairs. And, man, you smoke that, and you just don't remember what you're doing. I mean,
it's
it
so white, it's orange.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, depending on what. But, yeah, that's good. What about you, Jade? What's your favorite?
I had this thing called White Widow once.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was pretty great. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it was at the time.
There's
White
a
Widow, like Courtney Love?
There's a new there's a new strain out there called White Wookie, which is Skywalker OG and White Widow crossed.
Wild.
And it's so they're calling it White Wookie. It's pretty cool.
Pretty
it's
cool.
It's like, Skywalker OG is...
Ooh. Skywalker in general is really good. I like Skywalker because it's mostly sativa, but it is a blend. But it's like more sativa-y.
I guess Skywalker was an OG because it, you know,
It was a long time ago.
Alaskan Thunderfuck is a really good one, too.
Yes.
It's God's pussy, some
yes.
people call it.
I had Matanuska Thunderfuck. They Ooh. Called it that just because it's specific. Matanuska's in Alaska.
Sure.
But yeah, really good stuff. Very good.
Yay.
Good weed.
God. Yeah, I mean, God bless all the farmers.
I've been eating a lot of weed food lately, and I need to start making myself because I'm kind of addicted to this. My stomach hurt for a week. I was drinking Sprig. Have you guys had the pot soda?
No, talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, so they used to be 45 megs per can. Now, I don't know who drank soda before bed, but that's what happened to me. I mean, I took a walk that was not very long, but it seemed like forever. And I didn't do anything that day. So 45 megs in a soda, it was like, you know, now they only have the 10 megs. So Sprig,
right. Well, so
Sprig, if you're out there, I want a 10 meg, a 20 meg, a 30 meg, and I want that 45 back.
They can't because the way that the rules and the laws are working now is that if you did it before the beginning of this year and you already had it and patented it or whatever, then you could have more than 10 milligrams per piece. Now, the way it works is that you can sell no more than 100 milligrams in a package, and each milligram, each package, none of those pieces can be more than 10 milligrams per piece. So if you do like a Kush nuts that they have at Spark, which are super great and they're savory and they're vegan and they're lovely, each nut is like 5 milligrams and there's 20 in a bag.
Right.
So you know that the entire dosage is 100 and none of the individual. So any gummy bears now, every gummy bear has to be no more than 10 milligrams. If you have a soda and it's 2 servings, then you can have 20
milligrams. I'm pretty sure one can of soda could be 2 servings, and they just need a shorter.
They'd have to market it as
such. 10 megs is like some pussy.
It is, yeah, it's
shit,
not. It's
man.
Just, it's not very strong.
It doesn't do. I mean,
my edibles are always between 30 and 40.
Yeah, yours are
so
amazing.
Thank you. But it's now they don't let you with the rules and the laws because, and this is what happened in the very beginning, before we voted on it, before it was super legal, when it was just medicinal, there were a couple different bakeries out there that would make, say, a cheesecake. And the cheesecake would have, would be 30 servings. But someone would bring it to a birthday party and 5 people would eat it and they'd all go to the ER. And so San Francisco General was getting all of this, like, not pot overdosing because that's impossible, but ego death and people freaking out and just getting way too high on edibles. Like, I'm having internal bleeding. Oh, and you're like, you're fine. You're breathing. You're talking. You're living.
Well,
you're
it's
great.
Like when you guys talk about like fucking 10, ego 15 milligrams, I get ego death at 20, which I know is wimpy, but it's like, man.
And is that
really
a
okay.
bad thing?
No, that's not. Is it?
20 is not that much.
Is I know. It? That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about ego death.
Oh, ego death would take like, I mean, for me to have a problem and really get there and be like, I'm super scared, I have to have at least 200 milligrams.
I was just thinking that
yeah,
for myself.
Milligrams.
I was like, because I used to just drink the oil.
Sure.
I mean, I would just,
oh,
tablespoons of this pot oil.
And back in the day with Alta California Botanicals and their tincture, we called it the nightmare juice. Jonathan would drink a whole bottle of tincture. Like, just any time without question. And I'm like, that is, so it has 10 milligram doses, but there's like 20 in a bottle. So the bottle's like 200 milligrams and
people
he just down
like,
it.
I smoke a lot.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Well, it's edibles
like 10
and it's
blunts a day and chill.
It's access to.
No, that makes sense though. Cause I had 100 milligram gummy bear that was like an inch by inch. It's called like a squid billy or something. And yeah, one little gummy. 100 milligrams. I had no idea I had to cut this thing into 4 pieces.
Years?
Right.
This was a year ago.
The same thing with
this
the...
This was a year ago.
The Bang chocolate bars.
I ate the whole thing. I woke up in the middle of the night. I didn't have ego death. It was only 100 milligrams, but I woke up in the middle of the night really, really freaking high, and then I woke up the next day, and I was still high. I was high most of the
just
next...
kept waking up.
But yeah, I didn't have ego death, so I was like, no,
yeah,
I got really,
okay.
really, really fucked up, but...
I was high for 3 days once.
Wow.
That was incredible. I had,
wow.
The story was my friend, he was like a quadriplegic and he could not get high. So me and my other friend bought a shit ton of edibles and we all just like loaded them up. We gave him 3 times as much as we did, but we were eating like, you know, probably, I don't know how many mil, but probably like 60, 70, 80 milligrams, you know, and we were young. And I had convinced myself when I went to bed that I had killed him, like he had died. And I was gonna go to jail the next day.
And you should make that into a movie. Cause
and I was ready to like pack my bags and go to jail. And my whole life was going to be over.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm picturing you like with an attendant who's lifting weights for you.
Yeah. Yeah, just like telling them. I'm like, I need accommodation here. I need this attendant to chop these rocks. Whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah. Yeah, your attendant is chopping rocks.
Chopping rocks. I love that as an action.
We are coming up to the end of the Sparkcast. It went by really fast.
Should we do spark
but it's
plugs?
Only spark plugs. Well, the
that's
big,
what they
the
call
big,
the enemas.
The big plug is that you guys should go to Spark and you should check out their vape lounge at their Mission Center.
Meet their coolest employee and they report
are,
back.
They are so cool. They really are. They're great, and their staff is incredibly knowledgeable.
Bring your mom.
Bring your mom. It's a really nice, and they have tea there all the time.
It smells nice.
It smells nice. It's a really wonderful place. So go Spark. We have the live Sparkcast there every Tuesday from 8 to 9. I'm sorry that it did not work out this week with Kayla Keller,
Podcast
Legs
Roulette.
Malone, and Chris Ferdinandson, but my recorder went out weird. So today's Sparkcast, we had Warhol Kaufman, Alyssa Westerlin, and Jade Terrio. So thank you guys for being here.
So am I Chris or am I Legs? I'm confused.
Well, he's Legs is black, so I think you're Legs.
I'm Legs.
But Legs only
so
has one leg.
I'm Chris.
But Legs only has Legs only has one leg, so maybe he's more like Jade.
So which one is he? Which
I don't.
Who is who?
I feel
need
like this
know.
Is a very weird line of questioning. I don't like where this is going at all.
Maybe that's he's our kid.
I want to just represent myself.
Yes, represent yourself. Well, we're all gonna get out of here and we're gonna go represent. I think you guys are gonna go to Eagle and pick up a set.
Yes.
Yeah. Me too. That's yeah. I'm all in. So all right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Sparkcast, and we'll be back next week live from Spark. I actually had two guests lined up, but they dumped out, so we'll see what happens next week. But thanks again for joining us. If you've been wondering what you've been listening to in the back, it's Bazooka Joe's Skunk Train. So all aboard the Skunk Train, toot toot, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks to Spark. Magical in the trees. It's in the trees. Matter of fact, wanna pass me that endo. It's in the trees. Matter of fact, wanna pass me that endo. Why you flipping? It's in the trees. Why you tripping? It's in the trees. Why you tweaking? It's in the trees. Why you not speaking? It's in the trees. Why you flipping? It's in the trees. Why you tripping? It's in the trees. Why you tweaking? It's in the trees. Why you not speaking? Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to the Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now out to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak ceiling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more cannabis energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of cannabis energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by using Green Army Skincare. Boy, they're just crammed full of cannabis energy. There are more cannabis energy units in one lip balm tube than you use circling the base 10 times or when you ride your bike 4 miles across the city. And it's fast acting. Why, no sooner that you apply some balm to your mouth or pain areas, you practically feel the new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Green Army Skincare is a good, wholesome product. They're made with body-nourishing cannabis and other natural ingredients. So go out there today and pick up some Green Army Skincare products from your local cannabis procurement center. Join the GreenArmy.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you down to Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco at 806 South Van Ness. We've got great food by our kitchen counter offer, burgers, tater tots, tachos, corn dogs, all sorts of good stuff like that. They're open from opening until 11 p.m. most days of the week, except Saturday. Every Saturday night, we've got live rock and roll, some of the best local bands in San Francisco and touring acts as well. Come on down, 10 p.m., rock and roll, only night of the week. We have a $5 cover charge, always $5 for live rock and roll. We're open from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 2. Come on down, have some drinks with us. We've got Whiskey Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday, and we've always got the Steve McQueen special, shot of bullet bourbon and a can of California lager for $8. Come down and enjoy our patio. It's open in the afternoon, not really in the evening, but a lot of good folks hanging out back there. Come on down, give us a shout. Drop by the bar, make some friends. Thanks, folks. Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District, San Francisco, California.
With a happy hour every Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to Bender's Bar. Big supporter of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh yeah, it goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder. Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you. Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches, going rags to riches. Rainbow Grocery, a worker-owned and operated food cooperative located at 1745 Folsom Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's hear what locals have to say about Rainbow Grocery. Their bulk section is dope AF.
I love their variety of cheese and home decor items and this of unique items that you can't find anywhere else.
They're